This is Akashvani, the news read by Amrit Bhushan. Union Minister of Commerce and Industry Piyush Goyal said the free trade agreement between India and the four-nation European bloc, European Free Trade Association EFTA, will be implemented from 1st October. Addressing the session organized by ESOCHAM on creating global impact towards Vikasit Bharat, Mr. Goyal said that all the four countries have ratified the free trade agreement and lodged their documents with the repository in Norway. India and EFTA had signed the Trade and Economic Partnership Agreement, TEPA, on 10th March last year. The European Free Trade Association EFTA members are Iceland, Liechtenstein, Norway and Switzerland. The minister reiterated that India will enter into international trade agreements only if they serve the country's interests.
Our negotiation strategy hinges on national interest. At no point of time will the Modi government ever allow national interest to be compromised. That is the pillar on which all negotiations, all discussions, all dialogue with any country in the world is taken forward. And you can rest assured that that doctrine will never ever be compromised.
Union Home Minister Amit Shah inaugurated and laid the foundation stone of various development works of the Uttarakhand government worth 1,271 crore rupees in Rudrapur. Mr. Shah interacted with investors and entrepreneurs from across the country at the Uttarakhand Investment Festival 2025, organized at Rudrapur, Uttarakhand. Addressing people on this occasion, the union minister said that the country cannot develop unless small states like Uttarakhand can progress. Mr. Shah, appreciating the chief minister of the state, Pushkar Singh Dhami, said that he has established a balance between industrial development and environment. The government has convened an all-party meeting today ahead of the monsoon session of the parliament beginning on Monday. During the meeting, the government will seek cooperation from all political parties to ensure the smooth functioning of both houses of parliament. The monsoon session will be held from the 21st of this month and will continue till the 21st of August. During the session, there will be a total of 21 sittings of both houses. Talking to media, Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju said that government is ready to discuss important issues to be raised in Parliament. Ahead of the monsoon session of Parliament, meeting of the leaders of the opposition, Indian National Developmental Inclusive Alliance, was held via video conferencing to finalise their strategies. The meeting was attended by parties including Congress, TMC, Samajwadi Party, Shiv Sena UBT, DMK, CPIM, NCP-SCP, among others. Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge, Leader of Opposition in the Lok Sabha Rahul Gandhi, SP Leader Ram Gopal Yadav and DMK's Tiruchi Shiva were among those present in the meeting. Talking to media, Congress MP Pramod Tiwari said that during the meeting a consensus was made among the parties to raise the issues like Pahalgam terror attack and Operation Sindoor. Prime Minister Narendra Modi lauded the enthusiastic participation of esteemed judges in the Van Mahotsav celebrations, highlighting their role in inspiring citizens towards environmental responsibility. In a social media post, Mr. Modi expressed confidence that judges' involvement would provide fresh momentum to the nationwide initiative Ek Ped Maa Ke Naam, aimed at encouraging individuals to plant trees as a tribute to their mothers. In wrestling, Indian women continue to assert their dominance at the ongoing fourth-ranking series Poliak Imre Varga Janos Memorial underway in Budapest, Hungary. Indian women bagged a silver and bronze medal. Priya Malik demonstrated exceptional skill in the 76-kilogram weight category, winning a silver medal after losing a close contest against Brazil's Martins Machado 3-4. In women's cricket, England defeated India by 8 wickets in the second ODI at Lord's in London to level the three-match series 1-1. Put into bat first, India posted a target of 144 runs for the loss of 8 wickets in the rain-curtailed 29-over match. However, due to further rain interruption during England's chase, the target was reduced to 115 runs in 24 overs. England women took the game home in 21 overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.